This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome to Monday Night Fallout, everyone. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador, and we are on the road to Crown Jew as we head on to Saudi Arabia. And it's going to be interesting tonight because aside from talking about a really shitty Raw, we get to see how we did on our evolution predictions, and we get to have new predictions for Crown Jew. So Crown Jew coming up on Friday, actually, so hopefully... We're not going to do a show after the Jew, so there you go. On the line, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister.
Give me the love. That's right. Give me the love, baby. All the Jews, give me the love, every one of you.
Well, you know, that's just what Drew McIntyre called it, so I just figured... That's what we're calling it now.
Yes, I'm on. I'm with it. I'm down with the program, buddy. I'll tell you what, man. This segment, are we going to see some hands flying here, man? Or what are we going to see?
A little bit of Geritol, some Just for Men, a little bit of Icy Hot, and a couple of bald people and wigs. So... Yeah. And from Philadelphia, Christian.
This show was disappointing tonight. This was a big disappointment from last week's show.
Huge.
A huge disappointment. Awful, awful, yeah. Awful, to say the least. Like, I can't tell you how terrible this show was, having Dolph Ziggler and Apollo Crews as the main event. That's how awful it was. Awful, awful, awful. Nonsense. And, of course, now we wait for DX.
Let me put on the captions here. Put myself on mute. Hey, what's going on? Hello?
I'm right here. I'm here.
Where's T-Rock?
I have no idea. Did he meet himself?
I have no idea. It might be acting strange still, just like the other day. Who the fuck knows? Fucking Blog Talk.
Well, no. We're on right now.
Yeah, you and I are, but where's T-Rock?
I think he muted himself.
It won't be swift. It will be slow, agonizing pain.
Well, let's hear what he's got to say.
It will not just
I don't know what happened to T-Rock.
The end.
I'm telling you, I was having problems with the system on your show, Radio Renegades. Last weekend, so I don't know how this is working out.
Well, maybe he just muted himself.
Yeah.
But that is this Friday. Tonight.
This promo is awful.
Triple H and Shawn Michaels. You're being summoned to this ring right now.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You pay for this fucking shit?
This promo is atrocious.
So we can take your soul for eternity.
So let's go to the phone line from the back door at Bud's back room. Hello, Borgcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Borg Talk. You need to
avoid answering
him. This is Borg Talk.
Borg Talk, Bud, whatever, whoever this is.
We want to talk
Minister,
to Hollywood
it's your
Tony
friend.
We want to talk to Hollywood Tony P. Pants.
Hollywood Tony P is on tomorrow night on TV.
These guys have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
All right, well, we'll hang up on them. Goodbye.
These guys, I don't know what the fuck they'd be doing if we didn't have a show, man, because they fucking are the most unentertaining motherfuckers out there.
Have they been calling into your show?
No, they don't.
Was it a 12?
I just don't answer 3. It's just 3, 4, 5, but I never answer it anymore. They don't like it. They call in on Tuesday all the time. And Santori and Hollywood don't like it.
Oh, shit.
Here comes DX. How far behind am I?
You missed it. Where's Double L, man?
I don't know. Working? Tired? Is Shawn Michaels not there tonight?
Nah, Shawn Michaels.
This is technically the Halloween edition of Monday Night Raw, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
I don't know what the hell. Like, what is WWE doing?
That's all fucked up, man. I didn't even waste my time watching Evolution. Nothing. I didn't watch any of it.
Shawn Michaels in the ring. Cheap shot. Bold. Why does he have the do-rag thing in his head? Like, that's the most awful. Are they going to start selling those? Is that, like, merch?
Well, they have to. It should have a big DX on the front.
Okay.
It should. For all those balding people. Hey. Taker sits up, and I throw up, and it does. It looks like they're crutches on his shirt. Like, we're old and we need to walk with crutches. That's what I think. Geriatric.
Oh man, this shit sucked. Even the main
event. I
would
have had
segment.
CM Punk come out when Dolph Ziggler said, "I'm the best in the world." Because if CM Punk came out, that would have been awesome. But that will never happen. All right, Raw is over with the whisper. Don't forget later, we're going to go over our Evolution predictions. And we got predictions for Crown Jewel. So that's coming up later. So let's get right into Monday Night Shit. Monday Night Shit started with... what did it start with? A recap of how they're going to... play this to death, no pun intended, of Roman Reigns over and over and over again, just for the emotional sentiment. Corbin comes out with the Universal title, and Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar come out, and then Braun Strowman comes out, and Braun Strowman beats up Corbin twice and then gets F5'd by Brock Lesnar. Let's go to Minister of Sinister first. What did you think of the opening of Monday Night Raw?
No, man, it didn't do anything for me. I mean, it was just, Corbin out there. I thought Corbin was kind of cool in it, though. I mean, got to give him props on what he did out there, the way he was being antagonizing and whatnot. But the whole thing with Strowman, or let's see, yeah, Strowman coming out with Brock Lesnar, and that, I mean, I guess, and, you know, it's going to sell. But I'll tell you what was more telling to me, and that was the promo that Paul Heyman cut. And I don't know, I think there was some, maybe I'm reading into it a bit much, but I think there was some setup right there and what's going to happen coming up at the Crown Jewel. But we'll see. We'll talk about that, I guess, as the night progresses. But, yeah, you know, Braun Strowman taking that bump from Lesnar, it was too weak. Lesnar should have bashed his head in with the stairs or something. Here comes this fucking Braun Strowman again, king fucking neckbeard. He's back as a baby face. I can't stand him as a baby face, man. He needs to be a fucking brute and shit. And I don't like this baby face character of Braun Strowman, so fuck him.
Christian from Philadelphia, a lot of expletives from the Sinister One. How about you? Any expletives for this?
I think this was a horrible opening. It was nothing. There was no meaning to it at all. I mean, we already saw Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman at No Mercy, and that was an awful match. I'm going to say it right now, the match is going to be quick because these two cannot carry a match with each other. It was awful. Terrible.
And for those of you who want to follow along in the conversation, you can go to WrestleCorp.com. That's WrestleCorp.com and comment there along the way. I do wonder where Double L is. I think that he just has a long day and probably trying to sleep. That's okay. He doesn't have to play the prediction.
Could be. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley. Lashley. And Leo Rush causes the disqualification, and Finn Balor wins again. We might see this at the... Oh, we're not going to see this at Crown Jewel. Why is Finn Balor not in the best in the world? Minister of Sinister, what's going on with Finn Balor?
Well, he's being held back, man. And he's still jumping on people, man. That's the problem. Really, I don't know what the problem is with Finn Balor, man. Maybe he pissed somebody off in the back. Who knows? Maybe it's not his time. In this business, it's always about timing. And clearly right now, best in the world. I mean, one could argue, you know, why is Dolph Ziggler not in it? But it's more like a bunch of old guys in there right now. The only younger cats are Ziggler, who's not so young. And then there's freaking Seth Rollins. You know, I mean, these are the only...
And The Miz.
Yeah, and The Miz, I mean, you know, but he's had a long-ass career there, too. But, I mean, I'm talking about Angle and all these guys. I mean, come on, man. I don't know who's going to win that, but we'll talk about that later. But this segment here, you know, I noticed Leo Rush coming out, man, and he's got that jacket on. He really should have a vest. I think it would look cooler if he just had a vest. But anyway, you know, I'm on board with Leo Rush, but the whole thing that fucks it up is Bobby Lashley still. I mean, Leo Rush is trying his best, but man, Bobby Lashley is just, I guess he's dead to the WWE universe because he comes out to nothing. And if Leo Rush wasn't there, it would just be silent the whole time. And so, yeah, you know, they're setting up this thing with Finn Balor and Bobby Lashley. It's going to go down probably at the next pay-per-view. And it should be good. It should be a hard-hitting match. I mean, you know, Finn Balor, he hits hard, and so does Lashley. So you know, it's going to be a good match, but what is in it? What's at stake? There's nothing at
Leo
stake.
Leo Rush in
guys.
A cage.
Neither one
hung
of
above
them.
The mat. Leo Rush will be in a cage.
I like the way you think there, brother. I like that. And that's why you're the head booker of the IWC.
Why I am the head booker. And maybe I might be the world heavyweight champion from Rising, IWC Rising, coming soon. And all of your favorites will be there, including us, and that's pretty much it. All your favorites, including Spirit Squad Nikki, Real KV, Jamari,
that's all we
Vertebraker, Santa Claus, Wrath of a War Child, and more, Eric B. Barris, and don't forget, Rob Tyson. Ah, Salim.
Oliver Michael Chadwick. Randall McRandall.
Yeah, right? Okay. And of course, Derry Wickle and Danny Newton will be there, too.
Yes.
So, and don't forget the women's champion, Diva 316, and Hug the Bunch the Tiger in the Sasquatch will also be in action. So,
ooh,
keep tuned right here for all IWC Rising. And that should be a great pay-per-view when it happens. Christian from Philadelphia, Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor.
Bobby is the biggest dud ever. I'm going to keep repeating it every Monday Night Raw. I think he's the waste of talent. Leo Rush gets more heat than him, and that's the fucked up part. I think they need to release Lashley because rumor has it he has a shoulder injury, so I don't know why they put him in a World Cup series. But he's suffering from a shoulder cup injury, so I think he's going to go away after this World Cup. But yeah, Bobby Lashley's a fucking dud. He's a fucking dud.
Well, Cena doesn't want to go to Crown Jewel, and I think that I don't know what they're going to do tomorrow with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. Like, I don't know what's going to happen there. I guess we'll talk about that more when we get closer to it. All right, moving along. Evolution returns. Trish Stratus, Lita, Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya versus the Riot Squad, Mickie James, and Alicia Fox. A lot of ass in that ring and a beaky face. And in the end, the faces win again. Poor Riot Squad. And it's funny because Michael Cole was saying, you know, I talked to Ruby Riott after the match, and she said, we're the best, and we're going to, you know, this is what the WWE can expect from us. And, yeah, we can expect you to lose every match. That's what we can expect. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this 5-on-5?
Well, yeah, man, I thought, I don't know, I guess it was just to put the final, you know, exclamation point on the faces being the better team, I guess, you know, with Trish and Lita there, you know, typical match with the faces and shit. They had to, like I said, put the exclamation point on it that they're better than the Riot Squad and Alexa Bliss. But you're right about that, man. There was a lot of nice ass out there, man. Oh, my God. It was like, take your freaking pick. And some of them, I mean, you know, they're butter faces and all, but, hey, you know, I'm okay with that, man, because you could just turn them right around. It's all good, baby. But let me tell you something, though. Getting back to, you mentioned Michael Cole. I wanted to point out there was that segment, and I want to say it was at the beginning, when they showed that video of Roman Reigns and shit, and then they were the fans started chanting Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns. Michael Cole jumped into the next segment, and then you could tell that he clearly got fucking like a freaked out look on his face of panic, and that had to be Vince McMahon telling him, damn it, Michael Cole, they're finally cheering Roman Reigns, and you have to fuck up that segment. Because he was like really fucking shattered, man. Go back and check that out. You could tell that something was going on in his headset, and he stopped a little bit, and then he went on with the segment again. But anyway, I think he got an earful there from Vince McMahon.
He probably did. It's what an awful way to get somebody over. But finally, when Roman Reigns comes, when he comes back, he is going to be like, he will finally be where he, yeah, he will finally be where he needs to be. Christian from Philadelphia, what were we just talking about? Oh yeah, the 515.
We were talking about how the Wyatt Squad is the worst female stable of all history. They need to be fucking disbanded immediately. I'm sick and tired of the Wyatt Squad. They're the biggest jokes in the women's division. They fucking suck. They need to disband immediately.
All right. Man of few words. And don't forget, later on in the night, we are going to run over our Evolution predictions. Who won? And who lost? And then, of course, we'll have Crown Jewel predictions. We'll see if we can even the score. All right, next up, Elias came out. Face Elias, the first time we see him as a face. In the ring, and he goes to Corbin's dressing room. Now, I don't know why there was that one line in it where he was like, he says he's the best. And I don't know why he didn't say, and he looks stupid in his vest or something like that. Like, the vest, he should have said that. And then Jinder came out of nowhere and beat him, and then Baron Corbin came out of the room and somehow knew that Jinder beat him up because Jinder had left, and he's like, it must have been Jinder Mahal. And then there's a match between Elias and Jinder, and Jinder Mahal wins. So, Minister of Sinister, oh, Elias wins, sorry. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of Face Elias?
I mean, he did his job, you know, and he did a good job at it, but I personally don't like it. And I think he got what he deserved out there, which was a nice beating from Jinder Mahal. You know, I mean, hey, he put himself out there as a babyface. Now you got to take these babyface beatings, son. This is what this business is all about. The babyface is always going to get the beating. And that's exactly what happened. I thought Jinder Mahal, though, man, damn, he's looking a little bit even bigger. Is he not looking bigger to you guys? I mean, the motherfucker looks huge now. He's even bigger than he was 6 weeks ago, it seems. But I think Elias will be just fine as a babyface. And just like I said last week, guys, he's no longer fucking with the audience. Now he's going to be fucking and cutting promos against the person he's up against. He's going to be antagonizing them with his songwriting skills. But I did like that chick. I don't know who it was. Was that freaking Dana Brooke coming up and asking him if she could write him a... If he could... Yeah, that was funny. For you? No. And he just walks on. I thought
that was
with
the
really
chocolate
funny.
Cake? What was with the chocolate cake? Like, put that in my dressing room. Like, is that like an inside joke or something like that?
It must be, man. But that's great of you to notice that. Great detail work on your part. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Or maybe it'll come up later. Who knows?
Chocolate cake. Christian from Philadelphia. Face. Elias.
I give this face turn a couple of weeks, and then he turns back heel. I'm calling it right now. I'll say a couple of weeks. But tonight brought us the worst Elias match ever in Jinder Mahal versus Elias. This match was fucking awful. Jinder fucking sucks as a wrestler. And, yeah, this was fucking awful. Fuck Jinder. Release Jinder. Release Jinder. This was the worst fucking Elias match I've ever seen.
But he's a former champion, and they even mentioned three-man band for a second, right? They said that, you know,
yeah,
he was part of a musical group, a band.
Yeah. Yeah, but still. In fact, he got more over in that band than he is right now, so maybe he should go back to that band.
Cool. If it happened, that'd be... Really, really awesome. I would enjoy that. Nobody's commenting in WrestleCorp. The sign of the times. Nobody's commenting. Apparently, Best Friends NXT is doing something as well, because he's usually there.
Okay. It's that time of year. I'm telling you, I would not be here. Would it not be for this show? I don't even know if I'd be watching Raw. Raw usually sucks this time of year, man. And we know this. We know this, but this year they're making it a little bit different with all these pay-per-views and shit, so it's a little bit more entertaining this year, I think. Not much, but a little bit.
I guess.
You,
I don't know.
As you were.
I don't know. I think that once Crown Jewel gets out of the way, I think that they're going to start back up on... Like, I don't know if they're going to Saudi Arabia again. I think that Vince is going to give the money back. Be like, after this show, he's like, I don't want your money anymore. Thank you.
Ooh,
but then again,
you think?
I don't know. I don't think they're going back to Saudi Arabia. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I would do this show, take the money from this show, and tell them thank you. But we, unfortunately, due to the political climate that is going on, we cannot handle this.
It's too much, man. It's too much.
Okay, so The Ascension versus Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus the Authors of Pain. And, of course, Chad Gable and Bobby Roode win, and nobody turns heel. And the Authors of Pain attack them from behind. And what is going on with the tag team titles? We never got a clear answer, but neither one of Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins was holding them. Minister of Sinister, what's going on here?
And they did mention that, who was it, that AOP are sure to be tag team champions, future tag team champions. So, that's what's going to happen. They're going to end up putting it up sometime. I noticed that they didn't do it. And, you know, I was starting to get uptight about it. Well, where are the fucking tag team titles and shit? Why are they not showing the tag team titles? But then I thought about it. I mean, what's the freaking hurry? You know, look who would be in the hunt. The Ascension. Mm-hmm. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable, AO freaking P. And who are them other guys? The freaking Andersons, the Revival. Who else do we have? You know, these are the guys that are in contention for this tournament, if there should be one. So are we really looking forward to that?
Okay, whatever. Christian from Philadelphia.
Dude, they're gonna do my fucking gimmick idea where they're gonna still be tag champions and they're gonna be putting title matches, but Dean's not gonna do fucking nothing and Seth is gonna be in handicap matches, but wins the team for them. They're gonna do my gimmick idea.
Well, I hope they do something like that.
But they don't know. They didn't have the title. Why didn't they have the titles though? Like, it makes me think they're gonna have a tournament or something, maybe.
I don't know.
A shitty ass tournament.
Do we really care about the tag titles at this point? Do we really give a fuck about the titles?
We don't, but they're there. I mean, you know, so, shit.
They're fruit roll-up titles. They're fruit roll-up titles.
All right, well, let's take a break. Let's compose ourselves. Go to WrestleCorp.com and talk to yourself if you want. And you can enjoy the rest of the show, because when we come back, we're going to talk about Raw. We got Evolution prediction results and Crown Jewel predictions. But I have a prediction of my own that this show is going to end early. So 646-619-924-0815 is the number. This is Monday Night Fallout. We'll be right back after this. Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturdays at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
My body keeps changing, my life keeps changing, my heart keeps changing. I lose control. My body keeps changing, my life keeps making me break down, baby. I can't say no.
If you can hear me, then good. You're listening to Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network of Places. And a lot of news coming up. IWC rising from the ashes. Yes, IWC rising. You'll see all your greats and a blockbuster main event. Me, T-Rock Plutonium versus Minister of Sinister for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. That's going to be a good one. More matches to be announced soon. All right. Back from that break, we had Seth Rollins come out to the ring to do his shtick, talk about Roman Reigns and himself. And then he's waiting for Dean Ambrose, and Dean Ambrose comes out on the upstairs. It's an angry Gerber baby look on his face, and he just had a really he was just not having it. He was like, oh, whatever. He didn't say a word, and then Seth Rollins wanted to get him, and Dean just walked away, and that was what we got of the heel turn. Minister of Sinister, that was what we got from the heel turn.
Yeah, it was a hot pile of garbage, man. Not even Seth Rollins could make this thing good. I mean, he tried, you know, Dean Ambrose, he did what he was supposed to do, but it was just bad, man. I mean, I guess they executed it, but the writing was not there. It was unentertaining, and it was not their fault. But at the same time, I mean, what really could they have done? You don't answer to that shit, you know? Just fuck it, man. Let it be. It is what it is. You know, so anyway, I don't know where they're going from this. What was interesting was that neither one of them had the tag team titles. They didn't even bring it up, really. I mean, it was mentioned, but that's it. You know, he doesn't want to know. Or I don't know, maybe he does. I don't know. It was just fucked up, man. I didn't care for this segment at all. And in fact, I'm going to deduct 2 points for it because this should have been the best segment of the night.
I think it's Crown Jewel. I think that they're waiting till after Crown Jewel. I'm telling you. Like, for a go-home show, this show seemed awful. I mean, really, seriously.
Very
like,
awful.
It wasn't really, didn't feel like a go-home show. It didn't feel like that there's a pay-per-view on Friday, which is...
But no, every go-home show is awful. Every go-home show is awful, though.
Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, Christian.
This was the biggest fucking disappointment of the night. You know, when I saw the heel turn last Monday, I was so fucking looking forward to this tonight. And what I got was a wet fucking fart. This was fucking fluff. This was disappointing. Dude, this was a fucking disappointment. What the fuck? I bet you 10-1 Dean's going to be the one who ruins Seth Rollins' chances at the tournament. He's going to ruin Seth Rollins at the tournament. He's going to interfere in the tournament.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't he? But somebody said it's just going to be his music. His music is going to play, and that's it.
I'm saying that Dean Ambrose is going to interfere and minister in the tournament.
Yeah. Well, he has to. He has to take Seth Rollins out.
Yes.
Well, he'll interfere and take Seth Rollins out. There's going to be some other interference in there, too, probably. But we'll talk about that.
Who cares? Here. It's a house show.
That's a bunch of shit,
it's a bunch
man.
Of tournament
bunch
matches
of shit.
That.
I mean, I didn't even watch Evolution. Don't waste my time on that shit.
Oh, Minister, it was awful. It was so fucking bad.
Really? Everybody said it was pretty good, so I don't know. All right, well, speaking of crap with women. Nia Jax versus Ember Moon, and Nia Jax beat Ember Moon, so much for shooting for the moon as Nia Jax buries Ember Moon. Minister of Sinister, what'd you think of this?
Man, it's terrible, man. It's terrible. I know you guys picked Ember Moon to win, or some of you guys picked Ember Moon to win. I picked Nia Jax to win, and she won. But I was not expecting this shit. I was expecting, come on, man. They're just burying Ember Moon completely. That's it. She's done. She's the Bray Wyatt of the women's division. It's official. It's terrible, man. It's 'cause she's so, I think she has a lot of potential, man. And it's fucked up. So, I digress. I mean, shit. The match itself. Man, it was terrible watching Ember Moon go through that and letting that fucking Sal fucking beat her the way she did. It's just terrible, man. I'm against it totally. I can't stand it. Fuck Nia Jax.
Ah, take away
and
some more
Tamina,
points. Christian from...
And then Tamina. What? And then Tamina coming out. And the shit, man. The only reason she has a fucking job is because she's the daughter of Jimmy fucking Snuka. A fucking killer, no less. And then... Freaking Nia Jax, the only reason she has a job is because fucking she's the cousin of The Rock. Come on, man. It's a waste of fucking time.
Yeah.
All right. Christian.
I fucking agree with Minister and Sinister. Me and him are on the same page. This was a fucking travesty, just like last night was a fucking travesty. It's fucking horrible. This bitch should not be in a title picture at all. And the fact that Tamina Snuka is back in the focus is a travesty because this bitch is boring as fuck. And if somehow, some way, these two bitches become a tag team and that's how they introduce the tag titles, I'm not fucking excited for that at all.
Well, you know, I mean, there's rumor about them introducing the tag team titles for women. And if only there was an event, an old women's event, a pay-per-view of some sort, the first one ever, to debut tag titles. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but maybe the WWE could have, put something together.
Yeah,
I mean, that might have been a good place to introduce that, don't you
think? For the last 3 weeks, we have seen a sign in the audience placed very carefully where you see women's tag team championships.
There was a sign tonight that said that.
Yeah, it's the same freaking sign. Go back and check out last week's and the weeks before.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking sign. It's a plaque.
Yeah, and also, I think they're going to introduce that at WrestleMania.
Well, of course. Why do it at some event that is some event. I don't know. Okay, so
not
Lucha
Jack
House Party.
Face too.
Lucha House Party versus the Revival. But let me first say that if you like Lucha, you can see me, T-Rock Plutonium, doing color commentary at Mucha Lucha November, CSW's very own show, Sunday, November 13th. And I will be there live. I think they're going to stream it, too, so if you guys want to watch it, you can. We'll try to put it on World Generation Podcast Network. And The Colony, Thief Ant and Green Ant will be there. Yes, they're the 2018 King of Trios, the Chikara, how do you say it, Chikara, King of Trios?
Yeah.
They're going to be there. So I'll be calling all the action live, yes, at the Hillside Community Center, or no.
You have to stream it, man. I'll RSS it through worldgenerationpodcast.com. It'll be wicked. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I'll try to find you the link so that we can, stream it live and have everybody take a look at all the wonderful Lucha action. All right, so Lucha Party House versus the Revival. Poor Revival. And the Luchas win. Minister of Sinister. There was a Lucha House Party.
Shit, man. You guys know I've always hated the fucking midgets, man. But I don't mind them so much. Actually, I find them quite entertaining, I shall say. I find them quite entertaining when they're going against other midgets. When you have a midget like fucking Rey Mysterio beating up Kane for the fucking world championship, I'm not buying that. Or beating up Undertaker or Big Show. No, no, no. Stop it. But this right here, this is good. The Revival versus the Lucha House Party, I thought it was somewhat entertaining. I mean, they have their Lucha-esque moves and shit. And I thought the Lucha House Party winning the match was appropriate since, I guess they're new. At least they're new to me. So, bring them in as the new guys. Give them a few wins and then put them down the way WWE has a way of doing. Give them a few wins. Here and there, and then knock them down all the way down to the ground, where they fucking have to fucking beg to leave to another company.
Well, and the funny thing is we've been talking about the tag titles, but the Revival, why not build them up instead of knocking them down? Why not have the Ascension facing Lucha House Party and have the Revival in the three-way and, just change them up
man.
A little bit?
Shit. We're not booking it, T-Rock. We're not booking it. Shit, man. They're the ones.
Christian from Philadelphia, how did you feel about the Mucha Lucha House Party? Was it turnt?
I think because of them showing up, I think this is the beginning of the end for the 205 Live because a lot of cruiserweights are starting to come from Raw and SmackDown. I think 205 Live is coming to an end, lads.
Hopefully, that'd be great. Maybe they can bring the Cruiserweight title to Raw.
Hell, the fucking general manager is now on fucking Raw. What does that say?
I don't know. And that's all I have to say. Dolph Ziggler versus Apollo Crews. What a pointless main event. Like, my God. Like, you can really tell Roman Reigns is missing from the show because it's awful. This was awful. Like, this is so awful. Like, I don't even care about Apollo Crews, and I don't really care about Dolph. I've never been a fan of Dolph Ziggler. I don't care how many times he he's always a jobber. He will never be anything more than the loser that they've made him. He's a loser He will always be a flopping fish. He flops. He's a loser. He's an utter loser who they always try to make him seem more than he is, but he's just a loser. Minister, he's a loser.
I
yet
concur,
he won.
Man. I mean, yeah, I concur. He's a freaking loser, but, you know, there he is. Main eventing Raw tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina, no less. Big wrestling town. And they get Dolph fucking Ziggler as their fucking headliner main event. Come on, man. And no, and if that wasn't bad enough, they pair him up with Apollo Crews. Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. And the minute you saw Apollo Crews come out, you had to know he was going to lose, because there's no way Dolph Ziggler's going to lose this match going into the best in the world. God forbid he wins that shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. But I guess he's got a chance. I mean, why not him? I mean, it could be Kurt Angle. God, dear God. Kurt Angle, really, at his age? But, you know, anything can happen. It's WWE. So, fucking, they have their match and shit. And, I mean, you know, you get whatever you're going to get from these guys. A bunch of boots, a bunch of fucking, a couple of false pins here and there. And, you know, finally, it was a super kick and got the 1-2-3. And there's fucking Dolph Ziggler in the middle of the ring showing off and shit.
Mark my words. We'll talk about predictions, but I think Ziggler, because McIntyre's going for the title, so Ziggler's got to have something, right? They paid him money to stay.
That's
so
promo
I think
cut, too.
There's a good chance that Kurt Angle fights one match, and then Ziggler goes on to face, I don't know, Rey Mysterio? I don't know. Christian, Dolph Ziggler versus Apollo Crews.
Yeah, I don't care about this match. But not only is Dolph Ziggler not only a loser, he's also one of the worst world champions in history, too. Fucking having him awarded on SmackDown with Vicky Guerrero and then losing it after a concussion, after cashing in. Fuck Ziggler. I never saw enough. Fuck this Mr. Fuck this Mr. Perfect Ric Flair fucking wannabe. I never fucking saw anything in this fucking joke. And I fucking hate him for what he did on SmackDown with the Ultimate Warrior thing. I will never forgive him for what he did with the Ultimate Warrior after he died recently. I will never forgive him for what he did that to Ultimate Warrior. So fuck Dolph Ziggler. He could go straight to hell.
Back to Ziggler. All right. So the other main event, I guess, was the Brothers of Destruction facing off against DX, and Shawn Michaels comes in and blah, blah, blah. Minister of Sinister, meh.
Complete, total meh. Let's see, what was it? I already forgot about it. That's how bad it was. Oh, yeah, and then Shawn Michaels comes in at the end and shit. Yeah, it was meh. I didn't know what they were going to do, honestly. I thought it was going to be videotaped. When they showed that clip of them, you know, right before the commercial, they showed the clip of Kane and Undertaker scooping the dirt in. I was like, don't tell me this shit. They're going to do a fucking promo, you know, with Undertaker and them somewhere, you know, 3 weeks ago and these guys in the ring. And, but no, it was a surprise to see it live. But then the surprise totally fucking just fucking fizzled with the ending. It was just terrible. Terrible ending, terrible setup for the fucking Crown Jewel. Terrible. A horrible
terrible
show.
Christian, the main event.
You would expect something like this from fucking WCW, wouldn't you? This fucking kind of ending, wouldn't you? This WCW 2000's been all over it, this kind of ending. Fucking uncreative, unimaginative, boring.
Crazy.
Undertaker has got to have the worst moments on fucking Raw history. Like, I've hated The Undertaker since his return, I swear to God. Like, I want him to just fucking retire at this point, because this is fucking bullshit. And if they have another fucking match of Survivor Series, I'm going to fucking rant. I don't want to see fucking Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. I already saw that fucking 3 times. I don't want to see a fucking 4th. So fuck this. Fuck these old fucking farts. Go back to your fucking retirement home and relive your glory days, you old fucking bastards.
All right. Well, let's... On that note, Monday Night Raw, yay! not even going to give it an applause. I'm going to give it one of these. That's what I felt like. All right, let's get our thoughts on Raw and our ratings. Minister, you first.
I'm going to give Baron Corbin a point for, you know, just being Baron Corbin a fuck-up. I'm going to give a point to Elias when he told Dana Brooke no. That gets a point. And shit. I'm also going to give a point to the beatdown that the modern day Maharaja put on Elias. I did enjoy that. So that's it, man. I think 3 points is the best I can do for this one. I'm scrolling through.
Didn't you take away some points for some things?
Yeah, that's it. So I took away, you know, the other points from the whole thing too. So I mean, that's it. Or unless if you want me to take them, nah, man, I can't do that. I'm gonna give it 3 out of 10. Three out of ten.
Last week, I believe you gave it a 9 out of 10,
8.5. Something like that. Yeah.
Wow, how the mighty have fallen. Christian, your thoughts on tonight's Raw?
Two fucking terrible wrestling shows in a fucking row in two straight nights. Can you fucking believe it? Fucking hell, dude. Nothing in this show I fucking enjoyed. I was almost falling asleep throughout the entirety of this fucking show. So bored me to fucking tears. So I'm going to give it 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10, and I do believe last week you gave it a 9 out of 10. So again, how the mighty has fallen. And I believe I'll give it a 1 out of 10 for one reason and one reason only. Those kids giving prayers to Roman Reigns. 1 point, and that's it. Without that, it would be a big donkey. Like, I didn't care. I was cleaning during this show. Who gives a shit? I don't know what the hell they did this week, but I don't know if they just phoned it in. What football game was on? Was there a football? Who was playing?
Yeah, it was the Bills against the freaking the Patriots in a field goal battle.
So I guess they went. I don't know. I don't know. I have another superstar shakeup maybe is needed. I don't know. Maybe something's got to give. I mean, I know we're building up to Survivor Series.
They were teasing that Roman Reigns might go to SmackDown earlier with Baron Corbin. They were teasing that.
Well, yeah, in 2 years. In 2 years, he'll be there. So we can look forward to that in 2 years. All right, so since we still have time, let's go over our evolution prediction because Double L isn't here and we have time. And then we'll get over our crown jewel prediction. All right, evolution. What match opened the show?
The tag team match between Trish and Lita versus Alexa Fox and Mickie James.
Trish and Lita, and Minister said Trish and Lita would win. He gets a point. I said Trish and Lita would win. I get a point. And Christian said Trish and Lita would win. You get a point. I think we were all absolutely right on that. Minister, why?
It was obvious, man. And then when I found out that they pulled Alexa Bliss, I mean, it was super obvious. Of course, they waited to the end to tell us, and that was the deciding factor where I did not tune in. So that was it. Even though I was probably not going to tune in, that solidified for me right there, man. I mean, she was going to take
L
a pin anyway.
Double
that was
going to
be a double
a pin
or some shit. Yeah.
But there was no double pins.
Right.
You don't get extra credit.
Yeah. No, okay.
Oh, well. All right, what was next?
Next was the Women's Battle Royal.
The Women's Battle Royal. Minister of Sinister said that Nia Jax would win. Gets a point. I said Lana was the best. Lana's number one. I get nothing. Double L said Asuka was going to win. He gets nothing. And Christian said that Ember Moon was going to win. He gets nothing. Christian, why didn't Ember Moon win?
Because it was a fucking wrong booking. It was a travesty booking. And because they're tributing Roman Reigns. That's why Nia Jax won. That's the only reason why Nia Jax won was because of a tribute for Roman Reigns. That's why.
You know, that's funny. That might be the reason. All right, well, what happened after this?
Next was the disappointing Mae Young Classic match between Toni Storm and Io Shirai.
Toni Storm and Io Shirai. Minister of Sinister said the Japanese girl, Io Shirai. I said the Japanese girl, Io Shirai. Double L said the Japanese girl, Io Shirai. But Double Christian gets a point because he said Storm. Minister, do you still know who these people are?
No, I do not. I do not, but I do have some time off tomorrow, so perhaps my chick and I will watch some of the highlights, maybe.
Disgust was down. Disgust was down. That's why nobody was in the chat thread. So there you go. NXT, Best Friends NXT is back and better than ever. All right, what was next, Christian?
The next match was an awful six-woman match between the Wyatt Squad and Team Bayley.
Ah, Riot Squad and Team Bayley. Minister of Sinister said Bayley's team would win. He gets the point, but he was wrong for the extra credit. He said that Sarah Logan would take the pin. I said Beaky's team would win, and I don't get a point. Double L said Beaky's team would win. Doesn't get a point. And Christian said Bayley's team would win. He gets a point, but he said that Sarah Logan would be taking the pin. And, of course, it was Liv Morgan. Minister, the Riot Squad. How, like, it's so awful. Like, like I said, what's her name said, I interviewed her, and Ruby Riott said, this is what you can expect from us. We're going to dominate. Like, when you lose, is that how you dominate? When you lose all the time?
It's just terrible, man. And they had to do it because, you know, freaking what's her face hung around. How long are they going to be around? Do we know? How long are Trish and Lita going to be around? Because they're fucking it up for the women.
Probably that's about it. I think this is the last appearance because there's nothing for them to do. Nothing else for them to do.
It was the exclamation point, and I mean, I don't know what you do with them from here. You know, clearly you have a a tag team like New Day, you know, Freebird style. And who else do you have? You know, you have Bayley and fucking Bayley and the Boss still. I mean, so I don't
Pity
know. Pat. Yeah. Foxy.
Break up
Minister,
the
go talk
squad.
To
Just
go talk
up.
To Best Friends NXT.
Yeah, okay.
Go talk to him. Okay.
Next match is for the NXT Women's Championship between Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler.
Oh, and Double L got it wrong too.
Best Friends NXT, and shout out to Double L, who's not here, man. I'm missing his commentary on this tonight, but maybe we'll catch up, you know, next show.
Yes, Minister said that Kairi Sane would win. He doesn't get a point. I said Kairi Sane would win. Doesn't get a point. Double L said Kairi Sane would win. Doesn't get a point. Christian said that Shayna Baszler would win. A two-time champion gets a point. Christian, why did you think Shayna Baszler was going to win with help from a horsewoman?
Because she's friends with Ronda Rousey, that's why.
And Ronda Rousey's going to be facing Becky Lynch at Survivor Series, which is interesting.
Yep. Next match is Charlotte versus Becky Lynch.
Charlotte versus Becky Lynch, not the main event.
Yeah.
Minister of Sinister said Becky would win. You get a point. You get a point. I said that Charlotte would win. I don't get a point. Double L said Becky retains. He gets a point, although he said nobody stands up. So he said Becky retains. And then Christian said Becky wins, so he gets a point. Minister, why was this not the main event?
And that's, I don't know why it was not the main event. Probably should have been the main event. This is the match that my chick and I want to go back and watch. So, you know, I have no idea why it would not be the main event. The pictures looked amazing. The pictures looked really good, so we definitely want to go back and check this match out. But, you know, I thought Becky had to win this match. She had to. Otherwise, it would be for nothing. And that's why I went with Becky on this.
All right, and the final match, the main event, Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. Minister said that Nikki Bella would win the title. He was wrong. I said Nikki Bella would win. I was wrong. Double L gets a point. Ronda Rousey wins. And Christian said Ronda Rousey wins. He gets a point. Christian, why? I would have had Nikki win because it would have been so much heat, man. I mean,
you
I understand.
Nikki, and then I made you change your mind. I influenced you.
No. Nikki Bella is one and done. She's never gonna win the title ever again back. She's one and done.
Good.
She's just
Thank
there
God.
To be appearance. She's just there to just appear on the show. That's it. She's never gonna win any titles anytime soon, never again.
All right. Well, we're going to tally this up and see who won and lost. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna predict Crown Jewel, because that's going to be fun, and that should only, there's only like three matches now, so that should only take 2 minutes. So we'll probably end the show early. And Best Friends NXT, I have recovered after you guys trying to spoil me last week. And one match didn't even happen on the pay-per-view. Rhea Ripley versus whoever, Jenny Forrest, Gump, Jenny, whatever. So that didn't happen either. 619-924-0815. Please call in, except the board cast. And we'll be right back. Monday Night Fallout with Crown Jewel predictions and the winner of our Evolution Prediction Contest. We'll be right back after this. To do another radio show. Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Ripping Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
Something really scary?
You want to see something really?
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable.
All right. right, welcome back to Monday Night Fallout. I have the results of our evolution prediction extravaganza from last night. In fourth place with 1 point, me.
Oh, oh. Oh my. Come on, T-Rock.
One point, Trish and Lita. 1 point.
Damn.
In third place with 3 points, Double L. And first place goes to the man who got everything but one right, Christian, with 6 points.
That makes the whole pay-per-view even more fucking tragic. It's ironic, really. I hated this pay-per-view, but I got mostly everything fucking right. How fucking ironic is that? That's how bad this fucking pay-per-view was.
Except Ember Moon. That's the only thing you got wrong, and you were so close to getting it right.
Damn.
So
that would have been a perfect one, man. That would have been
you
awesome.
Got four. Minister, you got 4 points. You got four. You came in second.
Boo.
You got four. You would have had five if you would have went with the favorite.
Yeah. Well, I was
but
just trying
Nikki
to
Bella,
fuck the system now.
We would have – listen, that's it's good booking. They didn't do it, but it's good booking. All right.
It is.
Now, let's get our predictions here for Crown Jewel Friday. Are you guys going to watch it? I'm going to be working.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to try to watch it. I've got some things, but I'm going to try to shuffle shit around and try to watch it. I don't know yet.
I don't think I can watch it because, like I said, I'm working. But if I'm working in the back of a truck, I can sneak my phone on and maybe listen to it. So we'll see. Let's start with the World Cup Tournament. Minister of Sinister, who do you think is going to win the World Cup Tournament?
All right, who are the participants?
You got Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Kurt Angle.
I think they are going to go with, man, I really think they're going to go with Kurt Angle.
You think that Kurt Angle is going to win?
I do.
I say Dolph Ziggler is going to win. I think Kurt Angle wrestles one match. I think it's going to go Bobby Lashley's going to win, and then Ziggler's going to win, and then I say The Miz beats Jeff Hardy, and then Rey Mysterio beats Randy Orton, and then I'm going to say...
How is this match taking place? Is it a fucking tournament, or what the hell?
It's a
tournament.
Although you might be right, Minister, because if Bobby Lashley's going to win because Dean Ambrose interferes with Seth Rollins, it would make sense that Kurt Angle goes against Bobby Lashley. So it makes good sense there. And then Kurt Angle can beat Bobby Lashley, and then Kurt Angle can face – I still say The Miz is going to beat Jeff Hardy, and Rey Mysterio is going to beat Randy Orton. So Rey Mysterio versus The Miz. So I think it'll be Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler. But in your scenario, it's Rey Mysterio versus Kurt Angle, or maybe not. I don't know.
I'm sticking with Kurt Angle, man.
Here's my format.
Well, hold on. Who's going to win it first?
I'm going to say Randy Orton wins it.
All right. Randy wins. Now let's go match by match and see. This is extra credit. All right. First, Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley.
I think Seth wins it.
All right.
Seth wins it.
Kurt Angle versus Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph wins because Drew McIntyre is at his corner.
All right. How about Jeff Hardy and Miz?
Jeff Hardy beats The Miz.
And Rey Mysterio and Randy Orton. So Randy wins that one. So,
yeah.
Obviously, Randy is going to beat Jeff in your prediction. Uh-huh. Seth and Dolph, who does Randy face in the final?
Seth beats Dolph Ziggler. And then, because Dean Ambrose interferes in the finals, Randy wins.
Interesting. All right. So, Seth, he's going to interfere in the finals. Ah, interesting.
Yes.
All right, Minister. Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley, who wins?
I'm going to say this one will be Bobby Lashley wins.
All right. And Kurt Angle versus Dolph Ziggler. Kurt Angle, of course.
Kurt Angle wins.
And Miz and Jeff Hardy?
I'm going to say, man, it's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Miz. No.
And
I'm going with Jeff Hardy on this.
All right. And Rey versus Randy.
I'm going Rey Mysterio.
You don't think Randy versus Jeff again?
I don't think so.
All right. So, obviously, you think Kurt Angle is going to beat Bobby Lashley. But Jeff and Rey, who is going to win that one?
It's going to be Rey Mysterio.
So Kurt versus Rey. All right. I say that Bobby Lashley is going to win. I think that Dolph Ziggler is going to win. I put a heel versus heel. Yes, I know that's crazy, but I am 1-for-9 for Evolution, so I'm good at this. I'm going to say The Miz is going to win. And Rey Mysterio. And then I think it's going to be Dolph Ziggler versus Rey. And then Dolph Ziggler is going to win. So there we go. Now we all have our... That's one, two... That's a lot of points. We'll have to figure out how we award them on Monday to see who gets it. So there might be a lot of points. Even if you got the wrong answer, I mean, you know. There's still some points to be had. But we all think somebody different is going to win the World Cup Championship. The Quidditch Cup with Harry Potter. All right. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Bar versus The New Day. Minister.
The Bar versus The New Day. Shit.
Keep in mind, The Bar are the new champions.
Yeah. I have to say The New Day wins.
Sixth time, The New Day.
Yep.
Do they win, or do they... Oh, yeah, they're going to win, yeah. They win by DQ? Well, then I guess that would mean The Bar retains. So New Day wins the title?
Yes, they win the title.
New Day wins the title. Christian.
The Bar retains because Big Show's at their corner.
Oh, yeah, Big Show. The Bar, they retain. So a DQ.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Big Show heel turn, number 7,000. Okay.
Oh, he already turned heel. He's already with them.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's like, you know, you feel...
Oh, okay.
Somebody did a graphic of all his turns. It's pretty interesting because he's face, heel, face, heel. Okay, AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. Are we going to get this match, Minister?
No. We're not going to get this match.
So who is AJ going to face? Is he going to face anyone? Are we going to get this match tomorrow?
We're going to get somebody beat down Daniel Bryan. Somebody's got to beat him down, dude.
Who's the heel?
Cena down tonight.
That's the only heel I could think of is Shelton Benjamin beats Daniel Bryan down. Who else is there?
They need to do something where the Miz wins
Cien
the World
Amos.
Cup and then he goes in and
Cien,
says he's the best in the
Cien
world.
Cien Amos beats down Daniel Bryan and it's AJ Styles versus Cien Amos. What do you think?
Oh, hell. No, I wouldn't buy that.
Well, okay. Well, what do you do then? Who?
I would have the Miz fucking work his way in there somehow and beat the fucking beat AJ Styles for the title and then antagonize Daniel Bryan about it.
But he's in the World Cup.
You have to do it somehow.
Christian, how would you book this? What do you do?
Well, this is why I said that the Miz loses early, so then he could have the title shot at the same night. So that way he could be fresh, a little bit fresh, to face AJ Styles. I'd say that Miz attacks Daniel Bryan, but nobody knows who attacks him on Friday Night SmackDown. But it's revealed that Miz did it in Saudi Arabia. That's how they will do it. We'll have a mystery attacker, right, on Tuesday Night SmackDown. And then at Saudi Arabia, in case the Miz loses, he reveals that he's the one who attacked Daniel Bryan on SmackDown, and then he gets the championship shot, but loses. AJ Styles retains.
All right, so Minister of Sinister, who leaves Crown Jewel the champion?
Oh, shit. Fuck, man. I'm going to say it has to be AJ Styles.
All right. I say AJ Styles is still champ, too. Christian, you say AJ Styles is still champ?
Yeah, there's no way he's going to lose it at Crown Jewel. That's stupid.
All right. Fair enough. Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. Not the main event. Minister.
Who? Brock
Lesnar versus Braun Strowman.
It's not the main event?
I wouldn't make it be the main event. I would make DX versus the Brothers of Destruction the main event. Shawn Michaels match.
That's definitely got to be the main event. Yeah. Well, that's just where we're at in this, you know, these times, man. I mean, you have the older cats, because this pay-per-view is geared for the older cats anyway. You know, this is all about nostalgia and shit. So that's why this is booked like that and geared like that. That's why I expect it to be Kurt Angle that wins in the freaking Crown Jewel. But there was a scenario that I had worked out, and that is that in this match with Braun Strowman, it's going to be Dolph Ziggler and the freaking Drew McIntyre coming out to attack Braun Strowman. And they're going to fuck up his chances of winning, and Brock Lesnar's going to win this match. Because they're going to fucking make good on what they
say. So Brock is going to win the title.
Brock is walking out with the title.
What if it's a DQ? They can't do a DQ for a vacant title, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Tonight they put McIntyre into the match, right?
No.
Oh, that's where they fucked up. They needed to do that, but they didn't do it. So yeah, so it'll just they'll cause. It won't be a DQ. They'll make it to where you know Brock Lesnar straight up fucking pins him. You know, with the referee not seeing or some type of shit. Yeah, he's going to win. Fucking time and time again, when they come out and they promise you something like that, and that's what freaking what's-his-face Paul Heyman promised on his promo tonight. He even told us that it was a spoiler alert. And if you've noticed, any time he's ever done that, it comes true. And so that's what's going to happen. He already fucking told us. He gave us a fair warning. And he's going to come out next Monday night, and he's going to say, I told you so. And then they're going to fucking disappear again for a few months. And they're
all
gonna
right,
work out
I'm going to go with...
tournament and all that shit.
I'm going to say I'm going to go with my winning predictions, and Braun Strowman is going to be the new Universal Champion. But I believe you, Minister. I think that could happen, but I'm going to say Braun Strowman because if I thought Nikki Bella could beat Ronda Rousey, anything could happen. Christian! Universally.
Ah, but the last time Paul Heyman did say a spoiler at SummerSlam, he lost to Roman Reigns. So Paul Heyman could be wrong sometimes. And plus the F5 tonight, usually signifies that the other opponent is going to fucking win. So that's why I'm going to say that Braun Strowman becomes the new Universal Champion.
All right.
That's
there
a
you
good
go.
Call, man,
let's,
because, you know, these matches are babyface heavy, too. So that's a great call.
All right. And finally, DX versus the Brothers of Destruction, if we remember correctly. Triple H beat The Undertaker last time, Minister of Sinister.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think wins this one?
Man, this is a tough match to call. But, again, I'm gonna have to go with the faces on this. Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Kane will take the pin.
You say DX wins?
I say DX wins, yeah.
With the help of X-Pac?
With the help of China.
The Undertaker digs up China's corpse?
He brings her fucking corpse in and fucks her right in the middle of the ring for the 1-2-3.
Or Katie
Vick. That's Triple H's thing. That's his thing of fucking corpses.
It is. It really is.
Christian, who do you think is going to win this one?
I want to say the Brothers of Destruction wins, but by shenanigans. Like, Shawn Michaels accidentally super kicks Triple H, and then Undertaker takes the pinfall and wins the match.
Ah, Brothers of Destruction by shenanigans. I think the Brothers win, too, because it needs to be 1-1. I know it's not really 1-1, but in their mind, that way the Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels can happen at a later date, maybe the next time in Saudi Arabia, or, hey, they might go to North Korea. That's a good idea. Next time, have it in North Korea and call it Little Fat Man. And Little Fat Man.
Actually, it's been announced that he's going to have the next match of Survivor Series.
Ah, versus The Undertaker. That's what I would say. He could go against Triple H. I mean, that'd be a good match, too. I mean, it'd be easier to carry than The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. But according to your booking. But, okay, so that's our predictions for Crown Jewel this Friday. And a lot of points are up for grabs. That's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points, and then a 10th point for the main winner. So there's 10 points up for grabs, and hopefully I can make a triumphant rebound from my devastating Evolution loss.
Man, that was rough. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it? I don't care. Like, nothing.
Who gives
a fuck? Nothing happened at Evolution. Nothing happened.
I didn't even watch it.
Except the NXT title, but nobody cared. No, it was a house show. Nothing happened. No, the only title that changed hands was the fucking NXT title, and nobody gives a shit. So, I mean, nothing of event happened. Everything is just the same in the regular TV as it was. Nia Jax is getting her push because she's related to Roman Reigns. Nothing happened. And I almost assume that nothing's going to happen at Crown Jewel as well. Because once they get away from Saudi Arabia, don't ever think they're going back. They are giving that Saudi dude back his money and not fucking going. But they're going to be like, sorry, man, we can't do the rest of our shows. You understand. And then the Saudi guy's going to be like, oh, no, Durka, Durka, Durka. And then he's going to be like, sorry, man, no Durka here.
Also, I think the reason why Alicia Fox tapped out tonight was because of her fucking botch, and she missed her fucking cue breaking up the pinfall last night.
Oh, why? They weren't supposed to win?
No, they were supposed to win. It's just that when Trish Stratus was pinning fucking Mickey James, Alicia Fox missed her fucking cue in taking out the pinfall. She's supposed to be a 10-year veteran. She's making the same mistakes over and over and over.
Okay, fair enough. Look for us on next Monday for these predictions. I'm sure you can listen to Minister's show on Thursday if Blog Talk works, and he'll get his panel's prediction. How did your panel do on evolution, Minister? Did they do good?
No, we did not. We didn't even waste our time on that.
No.
We did have a stellar show, though. We had a stellar show. We went with no fucking. All we wanted to talk about was Roman Reigns, and then what else, Christian?
Saudi Arabia.
I don't know how you're getting all those listens. I don't know what you're doing.
We got very political. Go back and listen to it. It was an outrageous show, man. Joe Bates was very heelish. He was acting very heelish, and so.
Joe
but,
Bates
it was a good
with
show.
The
if you haven't to it, go back and check it out.
And we got Sabotage on Friday.
Couldn't do the show.
Yeah, you're going to do predictions there, I assume. So, well, tune in for that.
We'll do predictions for that.
We're going to end the show early. Christian, why don't you close yourself out?
All right. I'm going to close myself out complaining about the women's pay-per-view one last time. First of all, they didn't fucking sold out. There was hardly anybody in attendance. Second of all, they dimmed the fucking lights in the building because they knew that there was no fucking attendance there, so that's why. Third, the whole arena was a fucking house show event. Nothing fucking spectacular, yet this was the first women's pay-per-view. The Mae Young Classic match was the biggest disappointment. This fucking sucked. Every match in that pay-per-view sucked except for Bailey, Becky, and Charlotte. I think that was the only good match in that fucking pay-per-view. All in all, they fucking failed. These bitches did not deserve a fucking pay-per-view with the performance they've been doing all this year. So fuck them. That's my thoughts. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Christian, better watch out because we're getting closer to IWC Rising, and since he is the Armageddon champion, that is a 24/7 title, so anyone can take that title at any time.
I take on any challenger. I am a fighting champion.
You could lose it in 30 seconds from now if I choose to book that match. All right. Minister of Sinister. What do you have to say?
Oh, yeah. Listen to my show coming up. Oh, listen to the Halloween special that we're doing Wednesday night. We're going to try to recreate the show that should have been but never was, and that's Radio Renegades from Friday night, which we could not launch the show properly. But so check it out. And that's Wednesday. And then, of course, Thursday, my show, where we will be doing predictions for Crown Jewel, and I have no idea what I picked just now, but I'll try to stick with it because this pay-per-view does not.
You picked Kurt Angle, New Day, AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar, and DX.
Angle, New Day, Styles,
AJ,
Brock,
and DX.
And DX. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm going
with. And you
with.
Picked
Fuck
Bobby
it.
Lashley to beat Seth Rollins, Jeff to beat The Miz, and Rey Mysterio to beat Randy Orton. So keep that in mind.
One of these. Hey, something's going on with my discus, man. I'm trying to shout out at Best Friends NXT, but something's going on here.
Discus is
anyway,
down for maintenance. It's down for maintenance.
Keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. I'm out of here, guys. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. And this just in, by a petition to me, the head booker of the IWC, at IWC Rising, it is not just going to be T-Rock Plutonium versus Minister of Sinister for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. It is going to be T-Rock Plutonium versus Minister of Sinister versus Eric V. Veris, the longest ever IWC World Heavyweight Championship champion, a triple threat main event. That's going to be one for the ages. IWC Rising coming soon. And if you want to see me live Sunday night, November 13th, Mucha Lucha November. I will be calling all the action live from Sunshine Studios down in Colorado Springs. Doors at 6, bell time at 7. www.coloradospringswrestling.com. If you're in the area, come on and check it out, and I will prove to you, much like I proved to KV, that I am for real and he's just a neckbeard. All right? So thank you to Best Friends NXT and Disgust for being down, Blog Talk for sucking balls, and Raw for being a horribly awful show that we hope gets better, and every week we hope. And the only thing that makes Raw good is when somebody has leukemia. Let that sink in to your brains and heads. I am T-Rock Plutonium. We will see you guys next week, next Monday. We will have all the results from Crown Jewel and Raw, of course. We will see how we did in this prediction game. Hopefully we're right. We will have a new champion, a new Universal champion. Who will it be? You'll have to tune in and find out. Thank you guys for joining us. Tomorrow night, Facing Tuesday with Mike Santori, Hollywood Tony P, Jolene, and Dr. Detroit. Name that tune, Stay or Go. That show is always good. And tomorrow night, it is Aerosmith. It's an Aerosmith night. Last week was Hall & Oates. Tomorrow, Aerosmith. So you hear the band Aerosmith, a tribute to them, a tribute to all the living artists, because Santori wants to make sure we recognize those artists that are still alive, because most of us pay tribute to them when they die. We should be paying tribute to those who have lived. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys in the chat room and everybody else around the world. I'm T-Rex Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next Monday night on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.